Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 59th Cork Film Festival, and I'm joined by Aoife Desmond. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Matt.
So, would you like to tell us what it is that you do here at the festival?
Well, it's my first year working for the Cork Film Festival, and this year I'm curating a programme called Our Souls Are Palestinian. So this kind of fits into the arches film, experimental film kind of categories of the festival.
Yeah. So where did the idea for this particular programme come from?
It's kind of been a programme that's been very slowly germinating over a long length of time. So I came across the first film, They Do Not Exist, by Mustapha Abu Ali on UbuWeb, in a very casual kind of browsing, very first name that comes up on the list alphabetically, decided to watch it and was just really struck by it. I just felt this real sense of, but first started, it's a very beautifully made film. It's 16mm black and white and quite somewhere like it's a documentary, but it's very much an embedded form where it's very much a first person view that he is completely embedded within the situation, and it has this, you know, there's a kind of poetic resonance to it. But what really struck me was the fact that the parallels between the situation in the film in 1974 and then what's happening now, or what was even happening a few years ago when I actually first saw it, there's just a sense of kind of inevitability or something, or a deja vu. There's these refugee camps, there's bomb planes, or Israeli bomb planes going on overhead. There's a kind of real sense of a kind of rebel spirit or a sense of resistance from the Palestinian people. But then there's also kind of these beautiful, just tender moments of everyday life, people drinking tea and washing, hanging, and, you know, just this kind of tenderness as well about an everyday life that you don't get to see a huge amount of that in depictions of Palestine either.
You're right. So this is... Part of this program is then to get a different representation of Palestine too.
Very much. It's kind of to look beyond the mainstream media, I suppose, representations. And I suppose from my own point, it's even just to try and get a little bit of an understanding. I mean, I very much feel I'm very exterior to it, obviously, but I feel an empathy. But I also feel a kind of intellectual curiosity, but almost more than that, like a kind of responsibility to try and understand it a little bit more. So I think the last film, Future Archaeology, is maybe the one that most directly tries to understand the kind of methods or reasons or motives behind the Israeli occupation, and it actually is sympathetic to the Israelis within that as well. So I suppose it's also about trying to have some kind of balanced perspective, if that's possible.
Yeah. So, I mean, that you're right. This is a theme that's dealt with in numerous documentaries and fiction films, and I've seen plenty of them, you know, even just over the course of this year going around festivals, but you really don't get a different type of perspective. You always kind of get the same approaches and styles when this theme is dealt with in films. And so I was wondering, let's talk some more about the program, and if there's any other film that you would like to talk about that is particularly interesting.
Well, I really like Basmal Sharif's work. So there's two contemporary female Palestinian filmmakers then in the program. There's Basmal Sharif, who's a contemporary artist, very much working like in the visual art sphere. So this film would actually have been presented in a gallery with a series of photographs to accompany it.
Wow.
And then she has a kind of lovely methodology of combining text and image in very much an artist sensibility. And I suppose her film is kind of the lightest note in a sense in the program. It's a slight relief. And it was also after the They Do Not Exist, which I find a beautiful film, but it's also very much like, you know, yes, Palestine will survive, we will sacrifice, you know, this is coming out on this very strong note. And whereas she's from Palestinian descent, but brought up in Kuwait and then has lived very internationally, so there's a much wider sense of the situation. And the film kind of deals with this kind of idea of a love story of a man trying to write a love letter in Lebanon and kind of failing. But it's I suppose what I was interested in is this wider idea of homeland. And so she takes the whole area of the Levant, and it's just that suggestion that it's like just a wider view, that there's so many people in the wider area who all have this kind of romantic kind of idea of homeland and this sense of belonging to that place and what that means for all the different people involved, and then this kind of impossibility of those overlapping kind of desires. But there's just, it's just kind of hard to articulate, but there's, you know, I suppose because she does that in such a kind of clever, subtle way, but sure. there's just this kind of, so I kind of wanted that you have these different perspectives, so it's not...
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of variety in this program, and that's always great to see. But of course, you do a lot of other things apart from, collaborating with the Cork Film Festival. You're a video artist, a filmmaker. Tell us about a little bit about your work now. Let's talk about you, and maybe a bit of an overview about, you know, all the things that you do, your interests when it comes to, like, making art rather than just presenting it.
Yeah, it's a difficult juggle at times, the two different headspaces, the kind of curator and the artist, even though as an artist you do end up almost curating your own practice in a sense as well.
Yeah, but, that's only fair.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose one of my interests in my art practice, and that I think would come across in what I tend to curate, is often a real interest in material and materiality. So in that sense, like, I would work with Super 8 film and 16mm film by preference, and then, you know, I'd be attracted to artists who have that kind of, those purist kind of leanings as well. Yes. So but then I would be interested, I suppose, in, I have a very interdisciplinary practice, so I suppose you could, you know, and I would be more used to working in gallery setups than in cinema setups as well, actually. So the curatorial practice tends to be always in cinema spaces, whereas my own practice is usually in gallery spaces or else off-site. Yeah. So I suppose I'm also interested in film not by itself. So, I mean, you could call it expanded cinema, but, you know, you could use a lot of different terms. But, I enjoy inserting film into sculptural installations, for example, or combining it with performance.
That's fascinating. That's something that really interests me deeply. And another thing that you mentioned before when we were talking is that you're also very much involved in the Experimental Film Club. Now, would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. That started in 2008. I started it with several friends in Dublin, Alan Lambert, Donald Foreman, and Esperanza Collado, because I knew that they would have, well, actually it was Espe who found Donald Foreman, but Espe and Alan, I was like, yeah, they'll be up for this kind of thing, basically. Espe has a phenomenal knowledge of experimental film and has kind of been part of my education. I had been very lucky to do a residency in Paris and became quite immersed in the scene there, and then in coming back to Dublin, it was really like, there is no chance to see this work, and that's a real shame, and just wanted to kind of set up a platform for viewing the work. And I guess it was one of those very enthusiastic ideas that really didn't think would end up lasting so long and kind of really taking legs and becoming, in a sense, a bit of an institution into itself, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what are the different activities that take place in this club?
It's basically, we do monthly screenings. Sometimes we take breaks, but we're kind of very regular again at the moment, and there's a lot of demand of, you know, we work with guest programmers a lot as well, and there's quite a lot of people want to work with us and present programs.
Oh, yeah? Give us an example of a guest programmer.
Well, our next guest programmer is Vivian Dick, which is great because she's obviously like one of our foremost experimental filmmakers in Ireland, so that will be exciting.
Absolutely.
And I guess the last one was an unusual one. Barry Keogh, who's an independent curator, worked with these two artists, Nina Fisher and El Sonny, and they were responding to a Kurosawa film. And he got backing from about, I don't know, 5-6 different places, practically everyone.
Wow.
That was connected to an art exhibition. So again, this was kind of like, this was the cinematic part of an art exhibition and plus a series of discussions.
You know, experimental filmmaking is really hard to actually exhibit and for a viewer to even see in Ireland. But so it mustn't have been easy to set it up, and it's probably not easy to keep it going, right?
No, I mean, I keep threatening to leave it all the time, and somehow I haven't managed to do that yet. But I mean, I guess fortunately it's not just me. So, I mean, we can pass the buck at times, but I guess it does require a bit of teamwork to keep it going, and as I said earlier, informally, that it has been so far voluntarily, and even though things have come off the back of, you know, it's like this kind of self-made apprenticeship, I suppose you could say, or internship, but it's come to the stage now where it's like, okay, this is professional work that just needs to be paid properly. So as is still trying to transition into that, because obviously, you know, we have to become basically an independently funded entity, which then also means professionalizing and strategizing and kind of really thinking about how we can manage this. And, you know, that's not what I want to do full time. My priority is my art practice. So it's this juggle.
Well, it's certainly very interesting, and I wish you all the best with the Experimental Film Club, with your work as an artist, and tomorrow, because, you know, the program is tomorrow. So I thank you very much for taking the time and talking to us about it.
Thank you, a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.